T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're packed out next hour, man. You got to hear from Jeff McCausland. This guy is a true insider. This guy knows Afghanistan like you know the back of your hand, man. Fabulous info. Got to hear right off the top. You got to hear this columnist saying, all we do is finger point. This Afghanistan thing has me pulling hair out, man. Meantime, I'll tell you what irritated me yesterday about Biden. Man, he's losing cred with me, as if he cares. And he's probably losing cred with you. So yesterday, he orders all employees of long-term care, nursing homes, Medicare and Medicaid assisted, which is just about all of them, orders them to get vaccinated, orders them. Now, so you know, depending on the facility, anywhere between a 38% to a 60% vaccination rate. So a lot of them, tens of thousands of nursing home employees aren't vaccinated. All right? So when Uncle Joe says, get vaccinated, once again, he's uninformed because he thinks that's a good idea. But in truth and in fact, it's a horrible idea. Horrible. And I'll tell you why. No, forget me. I don't know squat. Let's talk to Rob Pierce, who is my true insider, who knows this game inside and out, who has taken on some of the most powerful nursing home companies on earth and knows how they work and how they don't work. And yesterday, we both wanted to punch a wall when we heard this. Rob Pierce joining me this morning. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Good morning.
Rob, why is this such a bad idea?
Marty, like a lot of concepts in the federal government, what they say in the reality are oftentimes different. The idea of having every nursing home worker fully vaccinated makes sense from a health and safety standpoint. The problem is there are approximately 1.3 million people working in over 15,000 nursing homes. If you take the 60% that are vaccinated nationwide, and as you said, that varies from some states in the 30s to as high as 60, there are hundreds of thousands of employees that aren't vaccinated that cannot be fully vaccinated by next month if that's when the law goes into effect, which means they are no longer working in nursing homes. And so the industry that has a shortage of workers right now will have a greater shortage 30 or 60 days from now. And that's going to mean the residents are going to get less care than they're currently getting. And that's the problem with the idea and the implementation of this particular law.
It's brilliant what he's saying, what Rob is saying. It's brilliant. It's spot on. And it's obvious, except apparently isn't obvious to Biden. This irritates me so much because what Rob is saying is in a business right now that's critically short of folks working there, they're going to be more critically short. And to add insult to this, Rob, in a business where the average aide in there works less than $11 an hour, you know what they're going to say? All right, man, I'm going to go work at Target where they'll now pay my college tuition and I start at $15 an hour, right?
That's certainly a factor. I mean, you know, Marty, as we've talked before, they need to pay these aides, these nurses more for the risk that they're taking. And I understand, again, the general concept. It would be nice if the pandemic didn't happen. It'd be nice if everyone were fully vaccinated. But there are certain realities that we have to acknowledge, whether we like it or not. And this is not a political thing in my mind. It's the realities of what the residents of these homes will face. And unfortunately, if this presidential mandate is implemented within the next, say, 30 days or so, practically that's not enough time to even get all of these workers vaccinated. You know, it's at a minimum of a 45 days between shot one, shot two, and a 2-week period, assuming you take two of the vaccines. And so there's a practical problem that I'm not sure has been fully vetted. And again, Marty, I don't mean this politically, but oftentimes with government, the idea and the implementation are two different things, and the reality is even further removed.
Attorney Rob Pierce nailing it, man. Well, when you pose this question, as I have to the folks on Facebook, Dave says, look, man, my wife was making 10 bucks an hour. My wife can go to McDonald's and make 14 an hour. Here's a guy. Care facilities need to wise up, pay their staff properly. Average pay for a CNA in this area is about $11 per hour, right? So, Rob, right now, if you have a loved one in these facilities, I'd be nervous because they're already short-staffed. And if this goes into effect, either employees are going to have to quit because they won't be able to get vaccinated in time, or they'll get fired because they refuse, right? Creating more danger.
And the way, Marty, you just addressed it with the economy and the ample job opportunities available, you know, oftentimes these workers can move to a totally unrelated industry and make more money. And in addition, let's not forget, this applies just to nursing homes or long care facilities. It doesn't apply to the, if you will, entire health network out there. So if there are doctor's offices, if there are hospitals, if there are other places that these employees who have medical training can go, those opportunities are available potentially for more pay. That's a real problem for nursing home residents.
Rob Pierce, attorney Rob Pierce. Hey, Rob, this may be a dummy question, but so what? How the hell do they come up with this policy without seeing this elephant in the room? Really, Rob, how doesn't someone say, hey, you know, Mr. President, we're in a bad place now. We're really short on employees, and they're going to quit. No one says this, Rob? No one.
Marty, I don't mean this per se politically.
No.
I think we've reached a situation where we are not willing to listen, or we're not employing people that are giving alternative ideas so that the full spectrum can be discussed, not just people on one side of the camp or on the other, but historically, I'll just say leaders, to not make it political.
Right,
leaders
sure.
have always had people that agreed with them and disagree with them so they could hear both sides before making an informed decision. And I'm afraid today, in the society we're living in, we're only listening to those that support our individual position, and that can lead to negative consequences.
Hey, let's be blunt here. Let's be blunt as hell. This, if implemented, will put these facilities critically, sir, critically short of employees. Yes or no?
I think if it's implemented the way that I have seen it and read about it, which is in approximately 30 days, it'll be almost impossible to have 1.3 million employees vaccinated in time.
It's amazing. Rob Pierce, you're the best. I can't thank you enough for telling the truth. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.